This is the BBC. Any offers?
Can challenge.
Sold. Yes, folks. Sold to the gentleman the roll, gold, filby, and transparent head. Now, Mr. Greenslade, hold this piece of seaweed. Raise your right leg. Point north. And discharge your duty, namely a weather report of this week's show.
According to the humidity of my knees, which are sweeping in from the Azores on a broad front, we present the McReeky Rising of 74.
Lads, hear me the news. I, Chisholm of the Mac Show Band, bring grave McNews. Mac Scotland is in Mac Feral.
Silence, lads! A word from our chief, the Laird, Red Hairy McLegs.
Oi, war this morning. My Harrys, my brave Harrys. The great hairy caper of the Clan MacReeky, symbol of Scottish power and manhood, has been stolen by the reeking non-hairy Sassenach English. Tonight we march north to England.
But England south.
Aye, we're going to march right around the world and creep up. Forward the MacReeky.
Heaven, they've gone. You know, they make such a mess of the place. And now, according to this Air Ministry roof I'm holding, a band of Scots are approaching the Tower of London, where, on the ramparts, a British garrison stand alert and ready.
Oh, that's better.
Ahoy up there! Let me in!
What? You're not her husband, are you?
No!
Oh, thank heaven for that. Right, here's the key. Let yourself in, lad. Supper's in the oven.
Thank you. I'm Captain Ned Seagoon of the Third Foot.
So you've grown another one.
Only for the three-legged race.
Of course. You won't find any of them here, you know.
Enough of the spence, Ransplant.
A needle.
No, you are Bloodlock of the Tower.
The same. Hey, wait a moment. What's that 60-foot hairy pole hidden under your coat?
So you spotted it, eh?
Only when the sun glinted on it.
This pole was captured in battle from the Scots. It's the great McHairy McCabe of the MacReeky.
Oh, you three-legged military fool, you. They'll slaughter us for bringing that to England. Abdul, pack my kit and Mrs. Fitzsimmons. We're leaving for foreign parts.
Bloodnock, you're a miserable coward.
Pardon me, Major Bloodnock.
What is it, Mrs. Fitzsimmons?
There's a hairy army outside, sir.
Oh, the Scots.
And this registered Scotsman arrived this morning.
Aye, I bring word from our laird. Return the red hairy caver, or we'll close with you the new.
It's Chisholm McChisholm, the steaming Celt.
I'm warning you, Seguin. Listen, I'm warning you. We've got the whole of England surrounded by water.
Curse! We're trapped! Get in the lifeboat! All right, McChisholm. Tell your Harrys. We fight!
With a drop of low pressure settling under my chair and the glass falling in all directions, the defenders of the Tower of London await the hairy Scots attack.
What? Who goes there, mate?
Hello, William. I've come to relieve you.
Oh, you're too late, mate.
I say...
the barrel of this cannon, mate.
Are we out of ammunition, then?
No, matey. Come on to rain, you see, and I only had me thin summer armour on, so I got in here, you see, out of it. Give me an hand to get out, will you?
Right, on the left hand, down a bit.
Well, I'll see you later, mate. Set off and out.
All the best, lad.
Maybe it's a cool sign of joining them.
What a silly bloke he was, getting inside the barrel of that cannon. He won't catch old Fred Merck doing that, I'll tell him. After all, someone might come along and fire it. Curse. It's come on to rain.
Well,
perhaps if I put only half of me in the cannon, that might improve matters. I'll just go down inside. Certainly keeps you dry, don't it? Aye, my head's getting wet. I will insinuate myself in the battle for just a short period.
Oh, it's nice and dry inside the battle.
I die like a die on my line. I die my melody. Oh, look at not a little fuse. Oh, look at that not a little fuse. I will light that not a little fuse on the cannon. Light up that not a fuse. I don't align them, look at all. I don't.
Thank you. 74, part 75. With South Cones pointing north and the Irish Sea waist deep in water, the Harries attacked the tower.
Major, the Scots are attacking the north gate. They're pouring in through the windows.
The dirty devils. And don't get a mop and clear up. Where's Sergeant Grimes?
A tragedy, sir. He was counter-attacking when he tripped and fell right in the oubliette.
Well, we'll have him hosed down and send him in, will you?
Major Bloodnut, you underestimate the gravity of the situation. You underestimate the sovereignty of the gravitation. You hinder... For in love with love is falling for a make believe.
Ah! Abdul, cancel my tickets for the Palladium, will you?
That we must get the caber to a place of safety.
I know, the Crown Jewels room. That's empty.
Eh?
What have you done with the Crown Jewels, you rogue?
How dare you insinuate, sir? They're perfectly safe, I tell you. That pawn ticket's under lock and key.
All right. Have it, William?
Yes, Mike, sir, yes.
Carry the 60-foot hairy caber into the Crown Jewels room.
All right. Oh, it won't go through the door, mate. It's too high. I'll have to saw a bit off the top, mate.
You won't have to do that, you fool. Just make the doorway higher.
May I suggest you take it in horizontally?
Right, I'll do that, mate. I'll lie down, mate. I shouldn't be doing this. Man of my age, I got a chit. I'm excused, Cabers. Who threw that?
Poor William. He's been hit by a great steaming spludge. What is it?
Here. Taste it.
Oh, good heavens. Issue umbrellas. The Scots are firing porridge.
Porridge at tea time? The devils. They're trying to unbalance our diet.
Dad, you're right. Not a word to the men.
Of course.
Very well, then. If the Scots want to make it a war of nutrition, we have an English dish in our armory twice as deficient in calories as porridge. And twice as deadly.
Seagoon, you're not going to fire.
Yes. Brown Windsor soup. Oh.
You've got to rock and roll in a military way. What's happening in this steaming room, Minnie? I'm pouring brown Windsor soup into these naughty cannonballs, Buddy. Oh, haven't we got any soup plates, Min? Yes, Henry. Good, 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 Min. Good, good. Oh. What's good, Henry? It's good that we've got soup plates, Min. But we've always had soup plates, Henry. Yes. Yet it's always been good, Min. Yes. Yes, Henry, yes. Oh.
Seal those cannonballs and take them up to the carronades.
They're too heavy for me to carry, sir.
Well, have you got a dumb waiter?
Only Eccles.
Ah, just the man. Eccles, take one of these cannonballs.
Okay.
You fool, you!
Pardon?
Greeky 74. With the weather vanes exposed to the Gulf Stream and equinox in the ascendance, the Scots maintained a non-stop barrage of bagpipes, which slowly had its effect on the English garrison.
You've got the earplugs, Moriarty.
600 pairs of them.
If the English want to stay sane, they should buy the lot.
Oh, yes. We'll make some money. Oh, the moolah, the lorry, the echoes, the grizzly. Oh, more power.
Silence, you steaming, infested Gaelic wreck. Shrieking and steaming. You'll bring the hairies down on us. Now, straighten those knees, wipe that filthy handkerchief off your face, and don't forget I shall do the talking.
Right, and I'll join in the choruses.
Halt, who goes there, sir? English or German?
Thank you. Is there a garrison living here by the name of Beleaguered?
Yes, sir.
Could I speak to the owner?
Certainly, sir. Would you care to wait in here with these other chairs?
Thank you. You don't mind if we smoke our own?
Oh, no, by all means.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm sorry I'm late. It's the matinees, you know.
Yes, they can be painful, yes.
Yes, now, what is it?
Well, we have reason to believe that your garrison are being sorely tried by the noise of bagpipes.
Yes. But what's that to you?
My friend and I represent a leading firm of earplug manufacturers.
What? We take the lot. Bloodlock!
What is it?
Look, the answer to the bagpipe noise.
Earplugs. Yes, let's test them.
Certainly. Put them in your ears and I'll bang this drum.
Right. Got them in. Bang away.
Listeners, the silence you're now hearing is not the silence brought on by the insertion of earplugs. It is the silence brought on by Grippipe Finn, who, fiend that he is actually playing the drum with silent drumsticks. Thank you.
Ah, he's stopped playing now. Well, these earplugs seem to be all right. How much do you want for them?
£100.
How much do you want for them?
£100. Take your earplugs out.
Why don't you answer? I asked you, how much do you want for them?
£100.
It's funny, I can't hear him.
They cost 100... Look, take out the earplugs.
Stop all that silly miming, man. How much?
£100.
I've had enough of this, Bloodlock. He obviously doesn't want to do business. Come on, get out, get out.
No,
get
no,
out.
No, no. Look,
screaming English idiot. Get out, get out. £100 for the earplugs we can hear through. Not likely.
There seems to be some doubt as to the efficacy of the earplugs. There's only one positive test. Ray Erickson.
You've heard about Margie, heard about Donna, heard about Susie, but Lulu, Lulu, Lulu. Gotta get my old tuxedo pressed. Got to sew a button on my vest, 'cause tonight I'm gonna look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boat and air. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home till the fall, and I might not come back home at all. Lulu's back in town. mailman, don't call. I ain't coming home till the fall, and I might not come back home at all. Lulu.
With the quality of the earplugs still unproven, the British were forced to step up their barrages of brown Windsor soup.
It's no good. We can't hold out much longer against this fiendish bagpipe playing.
Gentlemen, there's one thing that will shatter the Scots. A kilt-removing patrol.
But look here, isn't that a bit near the knuckle?
It depends on how you look at it. Who'll go out and remove the enemy's kilts?
All right, then we'll draw for it. Now, one of these straws I'm holding is shorter than the rest. Now, come on, draw. Well, well, now, who's got the shortest?
You have.
Hmm? Oh. Well, off you go, lads, off you go. And the best of luck, sir.
Thank you, sir. Now, listen, lads. Reports indicate that our barrages of brown Windsor soup have badly stained the Scotsman's kilts. Now, here is my cunning plan. The spin, span, sprout of the notch, and the needle, not blue.
That evening in the Scottish camp.
This Chinese laundryman wants a word with you.
Oh, aye.
Greetings, Honorable Haley Scotsman.
What do you want here, Jock Chinaman?
Me bling special offer. Me wash all Scotsman's soup slain kilts free of charge.
Off with your kilts, lad!
Hey!
Jock Chinaman! Have them kilts back we in 1 hour.
I promise 1 hour, good boy.
Right, lads, take your partners for the slow frenzy.
Is Corporal Bluebottle's raiding party back yet?
Yes, it is. Got 190 kilts.
Kilts? Those are Scots.
Oh, no wonder they put up such a fight.
Bluebottle, you must learn to tell the difference. What's your tale, little musketeer?
I will tell you my tale, sir. Listen. On the night of the dreaded kilt snatching patrol, I blackened my face and whited my boots. And in that position, I approached the Scottish camp and hid it in the bushes. Then I used a special Bluebottle mind over matter plan. I stared at them with my undefeatable power of eyes look, and I willed their kilts to drop off.
Splendid.
Yes! I looked the kilt straight in the sporrings, and I went strain. Fall down, naughty kilt, I said in my mind. Strain, strain. Dotted lies out of eyes towards kilt, showing direction of power. Little kilt, you cannot stay up against my superior North Finchley willpower. Extra heavy strain. Strain! Dotted lines change to daggers, showing increase of power. Boot, 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 boot. Strain! And then rip, whoosh, thud.
What happened?
My trousers fell down.
Ha ha ha! Little thin East Finchley Liberace. I've got all the kilts. The trouble is, how am I going to get them washed and back in an hour?
You're taking them back?
Of course, I promised. I can't break my word as a Chinaman.
You're only disguised as a Chinaman, sir.
Thank heaven you noticed. But for your keen eye, I'd have been washing chop suey all day.
Chigun, bad news. We've had it, lad. The ravens have been stolen by the Scots, and everybody knows the legend that if the ravens leave the tower will surely fall.
If everybody knows, what do you say it for?
It's for me. I'd never heard of it, you see.
Men, we can't fight the legend. The ravens have gone. This is the end.
Oh.
Let the Scotsman in. Open the gates. Men, put down your arms.
McCustom, McLubard.
Well, Chigun,
we surrender. Here's your hairy caber back. All we want back now is our ravens.
We've no got your ravens, lad.
Then where can they be?
Dinner's ready, boys.
Hairy blackbirds baked in a hairy pie. Help! We've been betrayed! That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program between Peter Sellers and Harry Thicom. With the Ranger Quartet, Max Gelber and the orchestra conducted by Wally Scott. The Glasgow type Glasgow voice was played by George Chisholm, script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Gates said, the program produced by Pat Dixon.